T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So yesterday I'm at Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
On the treadmill, and I have a lot of my music on the shuffle.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I hear the Detroit Grand Poobahs through my ears. And so I'm sitting there exercising, thinking of this guy. What's up, Woj?
Well, hello, Stoney, and hello, JJ. Stoney, you should have hopped off that treadmill and gotten a sandwich. Hello.
I did afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would do. You should eat the sandwich while on the treadmill. How about that?
Then people would judge me, and Planet Fitness is a judgment-free zone.
Exactly. Yes. Good point by you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Easier to have the sandwich on the treadmill than his bowl of soup.
That's true.
Good point. By the way, Sony, are you going to the event at Little Caesars tonight?
Yeah, are you guys doing the pregame tonight?
Oh, yeah, I hope so, for sure.
Big show!
Big show! Now, because Springsteen has gotten so much older, does he start the shows like at 5:30? So everybody can go home.
No,
and
but you know,
afterwards.
You know, but
no, it 4:15.
It is a little earlier, but it's very funny because Jamie Lee Curtis, I saw her interviewed like a few weeks ago. She was pleading to Springsteen and Bono and all the guys, why not matinees? No. I can't stay up that late.
That's when they start the buffet.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
It'll be 7:45 basically is when it'll start.
Oh, and, okay. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
And Mason will do the broadcasting of the event, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Yes. All right, Woj.
Yeah.
We have baseball starting tomorrow.
That's what I've heard, yes.
The over-under on wins is 68.5. I, Mr. Negative, believe it or not, I think even though their pitching is probably going to suck, I have a feeling they're going to win like 70, 71 games. They won't be as bad as we think because at least their positional players are going to, at least the ones like Baez and, you know, Torkelson, they'll be much better than they were last year, which isn't saying that much, but you get my drift.
Well, yeah. First of all, I think the last over-under I saw was 69. You might want to adjust that, Stoney. And I would go under still, but not that much. Okay. I feel I'm pulling a Stoney. I think they'll be under 69, but they'll be about the same or slightly better than the 66 wins they got last year. And I base it simply on logic and regression or progression from the mean. They're not going to have, that many players injured, especially on the, it's impossible. And virtually every player with a quote-unquote track record last year underperformed their track record, and a lot of them are gone because of it. And, you know, the young guys they brought in, Maton and Vierling, I think will bring something, but they were part-time players with the Phillies, so it's not like you brought in. So I just think better health. I actually think their starting pitching will be okay. Erod, if he stays healthy and of the right mind for the whole season, and Matthew Boyd, I think, will bring something. I think they'll overperform Vegas, underperform Stoney. How's that?
Well, I thought you just said the over-under was 69.
So they're
right. They're underperforming Vegas. They won't hit 69.
Right. Okay.
But they'll overperform Stoney?
Yeah, because I said they're going to
go. Underperform Stoney. I got my under and over performance of Stoney wrong.
Yes. Stop thinking of me. You're confusing yourself.
That's pretty embarrassing to be corrected by Stoney. I got to be honest with you.
How's the bracket?
What bracket? Please. Wait. Didn't you at various points in the last couple of days forget the Final Four was coming up on Saturday? I mean, I know it is, and I know it's going to be just fascinating for sure. But, yeah, I still think Alabama's going to win it all, I'll be honest with you. I'm not changing. No, it's – you know what? UConn, and they're a great team, but the most incredibly easy path to a championship in the history of sports, let's be honest. And they'll win it easily, of course. Saturday and Monday.
Yeah, they probably should.
Yeah.
Did anybody pick UConn in your little bracket pool there, Stoney?
Yes. The MF kid, who is, of course, Birchie, is one of them.
He
won't win it all, but he will get some money if they win.
Wow. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it doesn't count if you pick a team because it's your team, right? That doesn't count. You didn't pick it because you thought they'd win. You picked it because you wanted them to win, right?
Well, it may not count in your mind, but it certainly counts in his pocketbook.
I suppose.
Yes.
So,
by the way, on the Tigers, one other thing that you had mentioned in passing, which I disagree with, I actually think last year their strength was their bullpen, and everybody left or they traded everybody. I actually think their strength, if they're allowed to have a strength, will be their starting pitching. I just think they have enough people to choose from. And Spencer Turnbull coming back, and like I said, Erod and Matthew Boyd and Matt, they have three or four very solid possibilities. Now, if they were to be injured within, say, the first 2 weeks of the season, I'd be gone. Then I change my mind. But well, I do think their starting pitching will be decent.
Well, Lorenzen already is going to miss probably his first start.
I know. Yeah. Yes, he is. I'm aware.
Let me ask you this, since we're back on the Tigers. The last couple of years, they've opened up at home. Does it change the start of the season for you at all, opening day obviously being tomorrow, that they're going to spend their first six games on the road instead of opening up at home?
No, and to me, it's what we've complained about and we begged for. Like, it's only a week later, but the chances of weather will be better a week later in Detroit. Might as well open in Tampa, where they've been for the past 6 weeks or whatever. No, I like that just from the weather standpoint. Now, if they were expected to be great and fans were girding their loins, so to speak, it would be better to open at home, and it'll probably take some of the juice off of next Thursday. But, no, I like this. I mean, what's the temperature supposed to be tomorrow here in Detroit? Like 40s, 50. High 30s? 50, okay. We could live with that.
Yeah.
No, I like it. And all kidding aside, no, they're not going to be very good, whether they win 69 or 70 games. But you still love the anticipation of the start of a baseball season. Am I right or am I right?
Well, yeah, the anticipation is great. The excitement of having baseball back is great. Now, let me ask you this, too. How much – we talk about Dwayne Casey with the Pistons and the fact that we kind of all believe that after the season, they'll probably move on. AJ Hinch going into his third year, is it even fair to judge him or how do you judge his performance to this point and to this year if they are right around that 67, 68, 69 mark?
Well, and it is difficult to judge. I mean, you can judge individual moves but what they're doing philosophically, he's aligned with Scott Harris, the new GM. That's hard to judge because they have so much work to do. I just don't want to see the ridiculous fundamental issues they've had, base running, fielding, everything else, and players, and I know they completely revamped the coaching staff, and I know Al Avila is gone and Scott Harris is here. I really think at times last year, and especially down the stretch, I think the players showed a lack of respect for the team and for their job. like, with all due respect, not just Javi Baez, but the swings that they were taking, awful pitches, it was as if they were in complete disdain of coaching or suggestions or developing. So the way you judge A.J. Hinch this year during the season, it's not, I know how Stoney wants to do it. I don't know why he brought in the lefty in the seventh inning there when you had the righty ready to go. That'll be Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
Mine will be, these guys have got to get better, like, over the course of the season. And it's cut down on the dumb, fundamental, mental errors. And to me, I know that's a very low bar, but that's how you judge them right now until they get more major league talent.
Final thing, Woj, we are 4 weeks from tomorrow from the National Football League draft. Calais Campbell, unfortunately, signed with Atlanta today, or is going to sign. You heard what Dan Campbell had to say about Jalen Carter, about what he learned was interesting. You know, there's still a lot more intel to do. Where do you think the Lions are going to go at 6 and 18? What the hell?
I must admit, Campbell's interesting comment was, interesting. Mm-hmm. Did you take it as found some interesting things, or did you take it as interesting, positive or negative? I think he didn't want to give anybody a hint which is part of it. But it was an interesting choice of words. what about this? I mean, if Carter really plummets, what if you take him at 18? Oh, you'd be happy with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. I'd be happy at 6, but at 18, yes, I would too.
Yeah, I don't think they'll take him at 6, and I would be fine with them not taking him at 6. Get, like, one of the other defensive end, Tyrese Wilson or whatever. It's not a risk averse. It's just it sounds like there's other things that people aren't talking about. Maybe, I don't know if it's his work ethic based on his pro day or what, but I don't think I would pull the trigger at number 6 on Jalen Carter. And if that makes me a wimp, so be it. Damn it. I'm trying to build a team here, okay?
Well, and the hard part, though, is trying to rationalize, okay, is there a work ethic issue? Well, he did get to this point where we're talking about him as one of the top two athletes and performers in this draft. You don't get there without putting some work in.
No, I know, but people also can change or are changed by perhaps the scent of money or by people around them or whatever. And again, I don't even want to repeat all the whispers about, you know, there were whispers about his character beforehand. And that's somewhat unfair, and others in the NFL have sort of whispered that. But if I'm investing that much money and you are built, the Lions aren't your normal building team. They truly are built around, call it the culture, call it whatever you want, but it's why they were able to get a lot of those free agents and Chauncey Gardner, and we're in on Campbell, because I think players buy into that and see what they're doing. And boy, I mean, if they do, I'll trust Holmes. If he does his homework and decide, okay, it's worth it, we're taking him, all right, I won't yell and scream, but that puts him a little bit under the gun for the first time, because he's having Holmes, that is, a spectacular offseason.
All right, Woj, thank you very much. As always, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. And as somebody once said, Thunder Road, baby. Thunder Road, baby.
Oh, yeah. Do they play Born to Run, Stoney? Will
yes.
he do that?
Yes, he will do that.
A little Born to
I'm
Run.
I'm not
going to
spoil. It won't be a major spoiler, but yes, he will play Born to
Run. Okay, I like that song, Born to Run.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one I like.
Thanks, Woj.
Woo!
Wednesdays with Wojo here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.